The Terracotta Army, a unique marvel and one of the most prominent symbols of China's extensive history, is an extraordinary archaeological treasure that was concealed underground for over two millennia, only to be unveiled to the world in the late 20th century. A massive funerary complex, the Terracotta Army manifests the grandeur, enthralling history, and advanced craftsmanship of early imperial China, as well as its profound philosophies and beliefs regarding life and afterlife. How the concept and construction of this prodigious artifact evolved over time reflects not just the transformation of the society that commissioned it, but also the subsequent influences felt by different cultures globally. The Terracotta Army is strongly linked to the reign of the first emperor of unified China, Qin Shi Huang. The construction of this enormous army of life-size terracotta warriors began around 246 BC, when the then 13-year-old Ying Zheng ascended the throne of the Qin state. Later, after defeating six powerful states, he emerged as the first unified ruler of China and came to be known as Qin Shi Huang, or the first emperor of Qin. The terracotta figures represent the imperial guard troops with whom he hoped to rule in the afterlife, indicating the strong belief in afterlife that predominated in the imperial Chinese culture, and the desire of the emperor to retain full authority even beyond his mortal existence. The mausoleum, believed to be a replica of the imperial capital Shanyang, took an estimated 700,000 workers and almost 40 years to complete. Despite the vast amount of labor and resources involved, the monument is proof of the advanced craftsmanship and technological understanding of the time. The terracotta warriors are not uniform but individualized, with diverse features, postures, and attires indicating their roles, ranging from infantryman, archer, charioteer, to high-ranking officers and generals. Each figure was crafted with great attention to detail, showcasing the emperor's fascination for accuracy and perfection. The Terracotta Army lay forgotten over the centuries until in 1974, it was unearthed accidentally by local farmers while digging a well in Lintong District, Xi'an, Shaanxi Province, China. The discovery came as a historical sensation and marked a significant milestone in archaeological studies. Since its unveiling, the Terracotta Army has been meticulously studied and preserved. Through these studies, historians have gained valuable insights into topics such as the military practices, weapons, and societal structures of early imperial China. The impact of the Terracotta Army, however, extends far beyond the realm of historical studies. It is a popular tourist attraction and has triggered global interest in China's ancient history and culture. Thousands of tourists from across the world visit the mausoleum every year, drawn by the awe-inspiring sight of the vast army of terracotta figures, the underlying historical significance, and the sheer wonder of the army's narrative. The Terracotta Army is a monumental achievement that reflects the ambition and grandeur of China's first emperor. It is not merely an artifact, but a reflection of the Chinese philosophy on life, death, and the afterlife. The history and evolution of the Terracotta Army underlines the shifting paradigms in societal, economic, and technological constructs since the time of the first emperor of unified China, leading to significant interpretations and reorientations in historical narratives.